All right. You guys know what it is if you listened last week. It's outrageous claims. I'm going to say something that I fully... By the way, this is not an outrageous claim. I don't think it is, but I seem to be the only one who believes it. So everyone else would think this is an outrageous claim. So here we go.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you've got,
it might be hard. All right. You guys, Mark, Jeff, you've heard this before. It's not a secret that I believe this. It's absolutely true. You're both foolish for not believing it. Con Air is the worst movie ever made. It's the worst film of all time. It's ever. React.
Honestly, and this is, I don't know why, I don't know exactly how this became, you know, attributed to me. I was not making the argument that Con Air was a good movie. I don't think it's a good movie. I do think, however, it's better than The Rock, which is where you and I...
You're so wrong. I don't understand. You're just so wrong. I understand why you disagree with The Rock. I get like the corny punchlines. I get it. It is so much better than Con Air, which is the worst film of all time.
Right. Con Air has Steve Buscemi. Immediately makes it better than The Rock.
Well, wrong. Sean Connery's in The Rock. So is Edward Norton. Not Edward Norton, excuse me. Who's the general?
Well,
Ed Harris.
And I do have to say that they do, even though it's a cameo and it has ridiculous lines that associated with the part, it does also have Jeremy Piven.
Right? Dude, Con Air, all right, not only is every acting performance in that awful, like even like good actors like John Cusack and John Malkovich.
It's got Malkovich.
Malkovich is terrible in that film. Cyrus, he's awful. Everyone in that, Buscemi is the only one who turns in a passable performance.
I will say that I'm a huge John Cusack fan, and even he is pretty bad.
He is terrible in that film. But like beyond that, beyond
who is putting together and casting an action movie and thinks, yeah, Cusack, we gotta get this. We gotta have John Cusack in this thing.
Steve Buscemi with a creepy side part, and like that's another thing. Like I get that some producers and some directors want their movies to be like real and have, you know, that sort of real life quality to it. But this movie seemed to go out of its way to make it like as like visually horrifying, not like scary, but like they wanted zero visual appeal in this film. If they could make it have zero, that would be ideal. Like
right.
Like the sets in like this gross desert. Like what's the worst thing imaginable to set a movie in? How about a desert? Let's do that. And then when they're not in the desert, they'll be in a grayscale plane that has no color. And let's get Nicolas Cage in a wife beater he has no business wearing, and give him some like shoulder blade long hair that's balding in the front because that looks good. And throw in every building that's got rust on it and been rusting for 90 years.
Okay, so you're saying that really you have a huge problem with the fact that it's set in a desert rather than in the bowels of a prison.
I'm saying the sewer system of Alcatraz was more visually appealing than anything in Con Air,
really,
including
the
women.
Was it
the
part where Sean Connery had to like go through the fire? That apparently there are parts of the underground of Alcatraz that were designed by the same people who put together Super Mario Brothers, where you have to jump at certain times. You got flames coming in certain places. Really,
Mark, come on, back me.
No, honestly, Con Air is much much more rewatchable. It is. Whenever I find it on, it's randomly on TNT every now and again, and it lulls you in. I think we all know it's not great, but it lulls you in. All of a sudden, you find yourself going, oh, yeah, this isn't so bad. And then, you've been
so
watching
bad.
It. It lulls you in.
I thought it was on this Saturday, and I sat down. I actually looked at the TV.
Watched it.
and I went, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's me, and maybe everyone else is correct. And I sat down and watched 45 minutes of it, vomited, and then went, nope.
No,
it's everybody else.
Well,
Once again, I'm right, and everyone else is just
and
wrong.
You didn't just do that. You then texted me and said, Con Air is on right now. You need to watch it and reevaluate your life.
It's true. I did, because you do. Because anyone who can look at that and go, this is somewhere below Rocky V. This is somewhere below... God, I don't even know.
Rocky V is a terrible movie.
Below Rocky V? Does that even exist?
Dude, it's below Rocky V.
What's the film with Bruce Willis where they have to go up on the moon and blow up something on the moon?
Armageddon.
It, Con Air is like Armageddon. If it's on, you just want to watch it. It just keeps you coming back.
Armageddon has redeeming qualities. Other than the fact, by the way, Liv again, Tyler as a sex symbol.
Again.
Worst decision I've ever seen. Other than Nicolas Cage in a wife beater. Liv Tyler is a sex symbol.
Is it fair
poorly
to,
done.
Is it fair to say that Liv Tyler's acting career actually both began and peaked with those the Aerosmith videos that she did with Alicia Silverstone?
The crazy
that was it.
Video.
It's all downhill since
there. The crazy video was both the peak of her like sexual being as a sex symbol and also the peak of her acting career.
As was Alicia Silverstone's as
right,
well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, Alicia Silverstone was in Clueless, which is a fine film.
Very good movie.
Yeah, but she was also in Batman and Robin.
That's a fair point. Yeah. By the way, I'm watching Mean Girls 2 before I'm watching Con Air.
Oh, yeah, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, Mean Girls 2.
Yeah, but that's you. You watch Smash on a regular basis and defend it.
All right. First of all, I graduated from music school. I got a soft spot for music, and it's a good show, okay? It's a quality show. I'm not saying that it's not questionable, by the way.
Are you admitting on air that you like Glee?
Not Glee. Glee is the difference.
Be the only person in America, and I will say, I'll readily admit, I've never seen either of these shows. You might be the only person in America who is so pro one of those shows and anti the other. How is that possible?
You know that they're targeting the same
demographic.
It's the difference between like liking one Lady Gaga song and dressing up in a meat dress at one of her concerts. Like Smash is like, it has redeemable qualities beyond the music that is beyond Justin Bieber fans.
But Glee is just overkill.
They're trying too hard. Because
and just to reiterate what
Smash
just happened.
Smash is good show.
You're trying
Smash
to defend,
is good actors.
You're trying to defend your positions on Smash and Glee using a Lady Gaga reference?
Look, by the way.
What are you doing?
This is weird because in the first segment I talked about a man being gorgeous, and now my love for Smash has come forward.
Not having heard the first segment
it was Henrik Lundqvist.
It's Lundqvist, wasn't it?
It was.
You
Lundqvist.
Have way too many pictures of that dude on your phone.
I don't have pictures of him on my phone. I have the internet on my phone, Jeff.
Yeah, but you have that Google search queued up way too fast, man. You've run that a number of times.
Just because I learned how to type in elementary school and I can do things faster than some people doesn't mean that I have this you know. Look, he's an impressive looking man.
Do you know what? I think Joe gets picked on at 104.5. I really do. I'm now thinking he's in an American doing American sports radio, and he likes soccer, Glee. Well, he doesn't like Glee. Soccer,
like Glee.
Smash, and refers to Lady Gaga. You get bullied here, don't you?
Look, I don't like Lady Gaga. Okay, I hate Lady Gaga.
You said you liked some of her songs.
Which was
the one you liked?
No, it was a metaphor. I don't like any of them. It was a metaphor. It was the first thing that came to my mind. Okay.
You were really. Somehow you got it in your mind that you were going to use the meat dress thing, and then you just had to...
And a man crush was in there as well. There was a man crush,
a
meat dress.
All right, yes, all right. I have a man crush on Henrik Lundqvist. I like Smash, and I'm okay with all that. I am totally fine with every bit of that. And I play Hall & Oates as an intro.
There's nothing wrong with Hall & Oates, you know?
Let's take this down a notch.
Hall & Oates got dragged through the mud there.
Man, this just got real. What happened?
Con Air is the worst movie ever made. I'm watching everything Maggie Gyllenhaal has ever done before I watch Con Air.
That is erroneous. That is absolutely erroneous.
I hate all of you so much. Like, honestly, is there a less visually appealing movie than Con Air? Like, you could have The Elephant Man and Sarah Jessica Parker starring in a movie together, and it would be way better on the eyes than Con Air.
See, my wife's going to hate me for bashing Sarah Jessica Parker, but I don't get it. I don't get it. She's like the fashionista of America, and I'm like, have you seen her? Like, it is... Oh, bless her. There is actually a website that says Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse. I mean, that's really all the website is.
It's just a bizarre thing, but...
I might better in the Preakness.
It's like women's... She's got to have great odds, right?
She does.
But for some reason, women seem to find Sarah Jessica Parker more attractive than men find Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think there's like a high fashion thing to Sarah Jessica Parker.
She would be the gray horse. She definitely would be.
Like, but there's like a high fashion to Sarah Jessica Parker that women get and guys just don't like they look at that and go, I don't understand how she can walk her in that, because that looks I think it's like a high fashion thing that women
who punched
are like,
her in the face. Oh my God, someone punched Sarah Jessica. No, okay. That's what she looks.
You want to
like.
Talk about unwatchable movies? What's the Sarah Jessica Parker movie that she did with Bruce Willis? Was like Striking Distance or something like that?
Oh, the one where they're cops and they're river cops.
Yeah, they're river cops.
My dad loves that film, and I'm watching that before I watch Con Air.
Do you know what the problem with Con Air is? Con Air isn't offensive enough to hate. That's the problem with it. It's not. It's just really rewatchable. It's not great, but it's something that you can, it's a Sunday afternoon. You sit down and it's on. So I don't think it's offensive enough.
I disagree. It's so bad.
It also has, by the way, Con Air.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Bad in that.
But no, erroneous. He dies early, but you know he's good while he's there.
It's thrown out of a plane. By the way,
Jeff just used erroneous twice in like three sentences. That's like
the
word of the day.
Sir, is erroneous.
Well, he threw out the SAT word, you know.
Dichotomy and juxtaposition, and then importancy.
Right,
importancy.
Importancy. Like 3 minutes. Right. Oh my God, I don't understand you guys. I don't get it. Season finale of Grey's Anatomy tonight. You guys gonna watch?
Oh my God, no! Oh my God, you want to get beaten up in this studio, didn't you? You really do.
No, I'm not gonna watch.
Someone's DVRing.
Yeah, it's like a weightlifting competition on, or something manly.
Well, that's not making it any better. The weightlifting competition, the only one where you've got guys in spandex. Watching that.
And didn't you just tell me this weekend that you might actually miss the Champions League final because
you're going to
be at a 9-year-old's birthday?
Yes.
A non-relative 9-year-old's birthday?
No, it is relative. Girlfriend's cousin, girlfriend and I are pretty much, their family is my family at this point.
That's nice.
You mean, you think that they're going to, you know, agree to that? Your family is their family after they hear this podcast?
Yeah, they know, man.
Told me he likes Lady Gaga.
I don't like Lady Gaga. That is a lie. Stop spreading rumors. It's bad enough with the things that I actually like. We don't need to start spreading around things that I don't like.
By the way, you do know you have to queue up some Lady Gaga at the, beer garden for the next time that he walks in. You gotta throw that on, right?
Absolutely. At Wolf's Beer Garden, downtown Broadway. Sorry.
Now you deserve it. Thank you for coming on. Maybe when Euros back, when Euros starts, we'll bring you back on. We'll talk some Euros.
Absolutely.
Who wins Euro? Early prediction.
England, of course.
Spain.
England. I mean, I'm not just saying this for a complete biased and patriotic stupidity, but England are going to win it, beat Germany 4-1 in the final.
You've just cursed England, you know that.
I know.
Seriously. That's...
And I've just seen the team that Roy Hodgson picked, and we have Andy Carroll, Jermaine Defoe, and...
Lampard and Gerrard?
Oh, they're like 35.
All right. Mark, manager of the Beer Garden and owner of the Old English Pub, both on Broadway. You should both check them out. Thank you for joining me, man.
No worries, Joe. Thank you for having us.
Jeff? He does cool things too. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, man. Thanks for having me.
Do you want me to plug your career too?
No, that's actually that would not be helpful.
I would imagine. he's a
cat burglar.
He has a security clearance, everybody. All right, so that is it for Two Guys, One Mic. Next week, I have no idea what we're talking about. Hopefully, we'll be talking about the Rangers doing something positive and the Yankees climbing out of injury holes. I can tell you we won't be talking Con Air and Grey's Anatomy or Smash. we'll try to keep it to all sports stuff.
And just a brief little tidbit. They reckon that Champions League final is going to be watched by over 300 million people, maybe possibly 400 million people, wow. And like worldwide. And it would make it the fourth biggest watched event. Like the Super Bowl, for example, is 175 million. Yeah.
Wow. Saturday on Fox. You guys should actually check it out. I know, if you like soccer... You're listening. If you don't like soccer, you stopped listening 45 minutes ago. So, but if
you're a Maggie Gyllenhaal fan, then you checked out.
Maggie Gyllenhaal and Sarah Jessica Parker fans are marching on the studio. So, anyway, we'll be back next Thursday. It's been an absolute pleasure. Two guys, one mic. We'll check you next Thursday. And for all my Man City fans out there, this one's for you. Have a good one, everybody.
That was really fun.
You saw me standing alone,
oh, Marie, 'tis true.
Without a dream in my heart.